Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-832-4120. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River 91.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Kemp.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9 o'clock, Per Fogring hosts a special hour-long call-in version of Fight the Empire on The Great Game. He asks, can today's wars and terrorist outrages be related to an age-old conflict? At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, host Ken Jones talks with author James Anderson, founder of Brighton Bush Books, about his debut novel, The Never Open Desert Diner. And at 11:30 on the Radio Zine, host Andrew Geller speaks with veteran environmental journalist and author Fred Pierce, whose latest title is The New Wild, Why Invasive Species Will Be Nature's Salvation. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It is Wednesday. It is about 5:45, which means it's time for News from the Boo, our weekly program where we discuss issues and items of interest for those here in the station and our greater listening community. Tonight, we are joined by station co-manager Mike Crenshaw. Mike, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I wanted to talk about KBOO's mission and vision statement, something we're undertaking currently. You might have heard a little bit about it. We're asking for input from members, and we've already received input from hundreds of members. And this past weekend, we actually got the staff and board together, and we looked at input from listeners, volunteers, members, etc., people who care about KBOO, people who want to contribute. And we got together, and we had a retreat, the staff and the board, and we spent a good number of hours taking that input and crafting it into a draft mission statement and a draft vision statement.
You want to share with us some details about that mission statement?
Yes, here is what we crafted after lots of blood, sweat, and tears. There was fire and smoke, and actually, no, it was a really pleasant day. KBOO is an independent, member-supported, volunteer-powered community radio station. KBOO embodies social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with the commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities. So that was our draft mission statement. We're still receiving input from people, so this is still something that we're going to work with and try to perfect. Mission statement is just a few sentences about what you're actually up to and the work that you do in the world. And it's interesting because I thought that a mission statement had to be a really long thing. And it's nice to know that actually being concise is something that we're going for here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, no problem, Brian. So did we already have a mission statement and we updated it? Or is this like a brand new thing for KBOO?
This is actually a brand new thing. We were using our program charter. So in place of a mission statement, we've been using our program charter, which is good because it is in alignment with our mission. and with our vision, but it's actually not a mission statement. And so once we complete this process, we'll have that and we'll begin to put it into print where appropriate, and it'll be online where appropriate. So
what's the biggest difference between the mission statement and the charter that we were using before?
I think a lot of it was that the charter might not have been as democratic of a process. It might not have had input from as many people as we have this time around. And it wasn't tight. We knew it was a programming charter, you know, which is actually separate in definition from the mission statement.
Does this open the door to a revision of the charter itself? Because now we will have a vision statement that may be slightly different from that original charter.
No, because the charter will exist in alignment with and tandem to, okay. in addition to the mission statement. And if you don't mind, I'll share the draft vision statement as well.
Sure.
Please.
Okay. So the draft vision statement is grassroots. KBOO strives to fearlessly deliver powerfully just, lovingly eclectic, vibrantly provocative grassroots content while honoring our growing radical revolutionary legacy. Service. KBOO commits to providing an inclusive, empowering atmosphere to decolonize mass consciousness with honesty, humility, and integrity, making a lasting and evolving impact on our communities. Fun. KBOO embraces a creative climate that emphasizes fun, truth, beauty, joy, peace, love, and justice.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Yeah, months ago, when I first heard that we were putting this together, I was kind of in the same boat as you. I thought, this is going to be a really long and tortured mess. But actually, this comes out quite nice. It's very succinct, and I think it encapsulates quite well what we strive for here at the station.
I agree, and I'm glad that it resonates with you too as volunteers.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I want to let people know that are listening, if they want to participate in this process, it is still ongoing. You can fill in the survey here and let us know what you think about this work. You can fill in the survey online if you don't come down to KBOO and do it here in the station at 20 Southeast 8th. You can go to the homepage at kboo.fm, and the survey will be open until July 17th. So we got about a month. Don't wait to give your input.
So in terms of the survey, yes. Is that applicable to volunteers, members, can just listeners? Is it open to the public?
It really is. And that's so anybody can go to kboo.fm. Of course, if you're not a member, we encourage you to become one, and you can do that there too.
Of course.
And you told us this a couple weeks ago, but tell us again. So after the surveys are all collected and the input is received, you go back and take another pass at the mission and vision statements. And then once it's all finalized, the objective is to announce it and roll it out by the start of September, if I remember right?
I think so, right. Yeah. So going into the new fiscal year, which begins in October, we will have a mission and vision statement.
Excellent. So what else do we have going on around here?
I have been working with some folks at My Voice Music. And I heard about an artist and his band that were magnificent. And later that afternoon, I was walking around on Mount Tabor, and I bumped into somebody. And it was the brother from Ode to Phobos. And he gave me some of his music. And they're actually going to be playing in the near future here on KBOO. I'm excited about that. KBOO, as some of you might know, we host live musicians from the community, traveling musicians that are on tour, people from all over the place. And they come down and they play music. So Jesse Damon is working with them to get them on the air live here soon in the near future. So look out to Ode to Phobos. I think they're going to be on Astral Travels.
And describe their music if you can.
Well, what we're going to listen to today is a very astral traveling, my bad, Ian. You guys didn't hear that. He came in from the astral plane and let me know it's astral traveling. And Ode to Phobos is going to make a live appearance on that show. And the music that we're about to listen to is Tribe Mars. It's the name of the song. It's a very soulful, funky, kind of psychedelic, visionary song. Yeah.
All right. Ian, do you have it queued up? Well, then let's listen to it now.
Walking through the red sands, lost souls in search of something new. looking for the ones to come and show us the way home. Tired from the journey, but you turned the years. Now we're finally here. Not gonna fool myself into thinking it's gonna be.
That was excellent, Mike, as we, of course, expected it would be. So where are these guys from?
They're from Portland, to my understanding. So I'm not even sure. I hear drums, keys, bass, guitar, vocals, but I actually haven't seen them. You know, I only know the from bumping into them in the park after I heard about them, I only know the lead singer. So.
And when do you expect to have them down here at the station?
They're either going to be here this Sunday or the following Sunday.
So. All right. Well, Jennifer, unless you have anything else, that's about all we've got for news from the Boo today.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Okay. Well, it's been excellent having both of you here. Mike, we'll see you next week. Jennifer, okay. Maybe we'll see you here next week as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Have a good evening, everyone.
Bye-bye.
For a quick rundown for those who don't know what astrotraveling is.
Jazz. Soul. Funk. Rare grooves. Breaks. Beats. World music. Hand-picked music.
Hosted by DJ Cecily.
Sunday nights.
At 6:30 p.m.
KBOO Radio. Portland, Oregon.
This is KBOO Portland. Up next is Occupy Radio. And we are going to be doing a callback, a little more of our archive work that we've been doing lately. We got some stuff that came from our very early days on the web. And if I'm not mistaken, this may be the first ever Occupy Radio show going to be broadcast for you here in just a few minutes. But first, these important messages, and we'll be right back.
Kick me one of them funky ass beats.
Tune in Thursday, June 18th at 10 p.m. for a special live remote broadcast from What the Festival at the Wolf Run Ranch. We'll be showcasing the musical and visual artists at this year's festival with interviews, music, and interactions with the producers and participants, exploring what makes this such a uniquely immersive, entertaining, and intimate festival. Again, be sure to tune in at 10 p.m. Thursday, June 18th